Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can hear you. All right.
All right.
We're doing it.
We are live. It's been a couple days on Anchor, so this is nice. I'm glad we were able to connect here.
Most definitely. It has been a little bit. And you can hear me just fine, right, brother?
Yeah, okay. I can hear you fine. You sound like you're trying to talk, though, to like a porn or something, but you sound fine.
No, I'm just, you know, kids asleep, family's laid out, you know, just trying not to be too loud right now,
I guess. Understand.
Plus, if I do get loud for you all, just, I'm sorry. In the wax, rough beat. I'll turn it down. I'll scoot away. I'm sorry. But you'll get over it. Anyways, what's good, brother?
Nothing much, man. You know, it's been a good Tuesday, off all day. You know, been excited about talking to you tonight. Our second radio show episode airs tomorrow between 2 and 3 Pacific time. So I'm pretty pumped, hump day. So,
hump day. That's true. Yo, we got a really good segment tomorrow. So y'all check it out here. It should be dope. It's also, the playlist is going to be on our Facebook page also, if I'm right.
We can put it on there.
It's going to make the page. Well, now it's going to make the page. So yeah, y'all take a listen. Hey, but let's just jump in. Okay, get in. Let's go ham sandwich.
Turkey and meat. Let's go in.
Turkey and meat. Yo, what's everybody's beef with R. Kelly?
That's crazy.
No, really. In all honesty, though, check it out. I know he came out with some documentaries that I haven't. I was actually going to set some time, or a documentary, right? I was actually going to set some time to try to see this. You know what I mean? But before I see it, I've kind of been told, like, the hatred behind this shit that went on. You know what I mean? And if I'm right, it's R. Kelly was with a bunch of youngins, right? Is that what he said during this documentary? Bunch of
youngins explained. He also explained what he did to these ladies. So, yeah.
Do you know of anything that he did? Like, did you hear of anything? Did you see any of it?
Like, I have not. I haven't dived into it. I know it's kind of interesting that Lifetime aired it. I would think it'd be probably a little bit more, maybe a Showtime or HBO.
Actually, they said Netflix is going to put it on. Netflix is actually, I think, yeah.
I do know that he did have some relationships with younger girls.
Women. Remember? Yeah, Aaliyah back in the day.
Yeah, Aaliyah. Mm-hmm. I'm there's a lot of people who are very upset about that documentary and the stuff that he did to these girls, these women. And I'm just kind of like, what, you know, like, fuck, you know, like, you know, and this radio show that we actually work on right now, they don't even want us to air them, which is understandable. That guy probably doesn't deserve much anymore, unfortunately. But he is a very talented artist. Besides his sick mind, he is a very talented artist. So there's love on that. Other than that, you know, like, I probably won't.
I mean, aside the fact,
probably anything like that.
Aside the fact of him saying what he said, I mean, he had his music for the longest time. He's not gonna have it anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, well, he will, but God knows if it gets any playing time, you know what I'm saying? But
yeah, probably not much anymore.
But that whole beef behind that, I mean, there's a lot of people who have opinions on that and saying shit like that. He came out saying he did a bunch of shit to these young girls. And people started asking, like, what about these parents? Like, where are the parents at this whole time? Were they kicking it with R. Kelly? Were they partying with R. Kelly too? Did you bring the kid along because they wanted to? Because he asked?
Like, I think the biggest thing was, like, these women obviously were down, but I think it's just the way that he treated these women where people were more upset about. From what I was reading, it wasn't your normal treat of a lady. So yeah, what people were, you know, like tying people up, holding people against their will sometimes, stuff like that. But yeah, it's kind of intense. Just like listening to it, checking it out, what people were saying. Mm-hmm. But again, that's why I still want to watch it. Maybe for my own opinion. Just before I start blasting the dude and be like, oh, this guy is a, whatever. Right now, my opinion is just going off of what people are saying, and what I've heard. I'm definitely gonna watch it, and form my own opinion and see what this guy was like, I guess,
Right. I mean, well, obviously the guy had some, I don't want to say any issues, but I mean, it's not odd for him to be doing something with something crazy like that. I mean, for heaven's sakes, if I'm right, he peed on that girl a few years back in that video.
Yeah. He definitely did. That sex tape video was kind of intense. The whole Dave Chappelle thing and everything like that kind of going at R. Kelly for a while, which was kind of rough. And then there was like a tour canceled because Jay-Z that he was going to be with was mm-hmm. like, I don't want to be with this guy because he's gross and all this stuff. So like a lot of things happened after that stuff, so it's unfortunate, with this artist who I believe is a great artist, but maybe his decision quality wasn't the best.
Decisions in life, yeah. Right? I mean, his decisions are super, super bad decisions, definitely frowned upon. Even though other bad decisions aren't frowned upon, they're still bad decisions, like fucking smoking crack or something.
Or the Catholic Church, stuff like that.
Oh, you had to. We're going to just talk about it anyways. Let's just bring it out.
Yeah, let's just bring it in. Let's just bring it in.
You know why? It's an interesting concept. And it all comes from that picture we posted on the thread. I posted on the thread. Cannabis is safer than the Catholic Church. I mean, it's a powerful statement.
It's a huge statement. It's and coming from somebody who actually practiced Catholicism for pretty much most of his life, and then coming out and actually saying that, I had great priests, growing up, and I was an altar boy, I've done all that stuff, but I never had any priest ever make any sort of advances at me or anything like that, still, like, the people who've had that happen to them, I feel awful for them, but they've never done anything to these people, like to these priests, to these predators, to these people that hurt these young kids, like they're hurt for the rest of their lives. and they won't do anything to them because it's the church, which is horrible because it's kind of like thinking, these people are supposed to be people that we can go to and depend on and all this stuff. And they're the ones doing things that's very, very possibly very inappropriate, so it's, I don't know. It's, I agree with that statement, right now, unfortunately, it definitely is more a lot safer than the Catholic Church. Marijuana is
proven straight up. My whole take behind it, and I obviously know why people hate cannabis. I mean, I don't want to say hate, people dislike it, don't agree with it. I mean, it's obviously put like a real bad stigma in everybody's eyes since the 70s, you know what I mean? It's just put the stereotype that if you smoke cannabis, you're lazy, and all you do is just fucking watch Netflix and eat and chill.
What's wrong with like that? Sounds fun.
Yeah. Well, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that, but it's drastically frowned upon, if I'm right, you know, in our culture growing up. You know what I'm saying? And the whole thing with cannabis is why people just had this, you know, growing up with it. I mean, it's apparent that people used cannabis and then went on to higher, you know, more powerful drugs. I mean, it's just people wanting to get a higher, a better high. You know what I mean? So I know why people hate cannabis or people don't agree with it, you know. But at the end of the day, it's that person's choice of whether or not they want to get that ultimate high or just stick to cannabis. And cannabis is definitely safe. Look at me. I'm down like, I bet I'm 215 pounds as of now on fucking cannabis and green tea. You know what I'm saying?
So, and see, that's great. And that's helping your health. That's helping you stay alive. That's helping true, you, helping you fucking know, just function. Function as a human, you know, be able to work and get up and, you know, be able to just.
Enjoyable, do, man, is what it is. It's enjoyable. Yeah. Like, I'm about to hit it right here. I better, you know, I'm about to medicate as we do this podcast because I've been running around, you know, and I don't feel. I'm at about 70% right now. We're about to get to 100% in a second. But my biggest thing, man, is, you know, nothing does happen to them, you know, and priests like that they're so protected by the Catholic Church and the Vatican. And man, you know, as I'm getting older, and obviously I'm not taking anything away from who it is that I praise. You know, I believe there is a God. You know, I was raised Catholic, you know, and I do pray to God and so forth. You know what I mean? But, you know, we've said it multiple times, man. It's evil, man.
Evil. Very evil.
Finds its way, and it's got multiple forms. You know what I mean? And for the fact that, you know, for it to be, it's going to be everywhere. You know, at the end of the day, it's going to be everywhere. But obviously, we pray to the best that it's not in who we trust fully, you know what I mean? Like a father, a priest, a reverend, even a family member for that.
Well, because sometimes, you know, what you're supposed to do, you're supposed to go to these people, these priests, and like tell them sometimes even like your darkest fears, you know?
Yeah, your darkest and, secrets, like, confession.
And confession. And then they're over there, you know, being weird. I don't know. It's weird to me. Like, we would put these people in such high regard, and, you know, we're putting them so high up there, and whenever they decide to do something weird or just gross, like, why aren't we holding these people accountable? You know what I mean? Like,
well, you see, and that's the thing about it, you know, and as I get older, you know, and I'm going to say more wiser, you know, but as I get older and really look into it more and get to understanding everything that's going on with, you know, with being a Catholic in general, man, it's, I don't want to say it's rough, man, but I mean, it's a load of bullshit, you know, that comes down from the Vatican, man. Like I said, I'm not talking bad about who I praise at all.
No, yeah,
because I definitely pray to my Lord Jesus, you know, and that's because I've always done that, man. But when you look at it from the top, I mean, is there really pieces of shit up there at the top, man? Is there really?
It's you know, and that's the unfortunate
thing. Is it shitty
thing
for me to say? Is
no, no, not at all, say? Not at all, because it's true.
Is there shitty people in the Vatican?
There is. There 100% is. There 100% is, and, you know, and it's horrible to think there is, but there is, you know, like, there's people in power, even like, it was kind of like even with those, like, movie stars, you know, they're, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're saying that these movie stars were able to do whatever because they, you know, they had money and they had power and they could, you know, do this stuff with these young kids, you know, like, that's why Kevin Spacey did what he did, and that's why he was removed from House of Cards and blah, 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 blah. You know, and that's because, you know, he even said, like, oh, yeah, you know, I could do whatever I wanted. And what's so crazy about that is these people who we look up to in a religion, they're doing that to our people. You know what I mean? And not even just our people, sometimes our kids. You know what I mean? Like, these are our kids. And, you know, like, we're giving these people the pretty much, like, I don't know, like,
well, they're giving them ultimate power pardon, pardons. Yeah, yeah, pardons, yeah, is what, yeah, they're giving them, you know? I mean, they get fucking busted. Somebody in the church finds out, somebody catches wind, the Vatican relocates them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Relocate them, get them out of there. It's all hush hush. You know, I don't want to say it leaves me speechless. I mean, but it hit hard recently here at home, you know, where the diocese here, here in Hobbs, and I believe another one in Carlsbad as well, since the 80s, have had like 24 or more incidences where priests have been relocated.
Yes, yeah, that's
in the that's sense cool. because of some type of inappropriate sexual interactions with a child, you know. And the fact that you hear that, you know, something like that to come down from the Vatican, that the Vatican can say, you know, or somebody can make the call, somebody who's a man of God over there can say that, I don't know, it's you're tying religion to law is just rough, you know what,
yeah,
I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Really, really rough. But I mean, I do love, like I said, I pray to my God, you know what I mean? But I'm also a father, you know what I mean? And,
well, yeah, you have your kid, and you know what, 100 million percent, you can't tell me right now you would trust your child like you would trust your child with a priest.
Well,
see,
I can't.
Like, that's
if
rough.
It took me this long to answer, it's obviously a no, right?
Yeah, that's rough, right? Like, that's not supposed to be like that. It's supposed to be like these people are the people that we believe as Catholics are the ones who have a connection to God, Jesus. These people that we believe in. You know what I mean? Like,
are literally the messenger.
Are their messenger, and we don't even trust them. And then you start like not believing in anything. You know, like. That sucks.
the downward spiral that happens, you know, in situations like that, is a lot of the times what I think people don't realize, or especially I think the people from the top of the Vatican. Even if you just think about it, you know, little Timmy who's 7 years old gets, you know, raped by, you know, Father whoever, you know. Next thing you know, 2 days, 3 days later, Father's nowhere to be found. He's relocated. He's somewhere else. But although little Timmy, on the other hand, is just probably going to go through fucking years of a torn up psyche, you know, probably, you know, just lashing out. And let's be honest. I mean, the trending of it is, you know, if you were sexually assaulted or molested as a child, it's common for it to happen. I'm not going to say common, but it's known that, you know, sexual predators have had some type of form of sexual assault, you know, or sexual molestation from when they were younger. I mean, it's in the books. It's in the numbers. I mean, yeah, it's there, you know. And that's just it's just nuts, you know. And God, I can't even think about what would happen if I ran across that situation. You know what I mean? And right. I was, you know, just, you know, saying like running across that situation, you know, I have a, just to kind of tell you, you know, cause being a dad and, you know, the pedophile and just, you know, things like that. I was actually about an hour ago squirming through my social media, and a person that I know from school back in the day, well, she put on a pretty big post on Facebook. And as I go through reading this, she starts saying, just to kind of let you know what it said, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but, you know, basically in December, she was saying that her life took a massive change and her oldest daughter was being sexually abused by a relative.
Wow.
That's what happened. Wow. And as she stated on the, she had stated on the post, you know, from a conversation of just talking about Elf on the Shelf. This was before Christmas. You know what I mean? But she just now came out and said something, you know, but, you know, the post said, you know, a conversation of just about Elf on the Shelf can lead to something like this. You know, she comes to find out that, you know, her daughter's being sexually molested. There was being, was, oh, obviously was, not anymore now, but was being sexually molested. I mean, my psyche as a father's torn up for that child. And for that mother.
Yeah.
I mean,
oh, yeah.
She, and here's the thing about it, you know, she is, you know, just from what I've seen, it's been years since I've actually seen her. I mean, I see what she posts on social media and so forth, you know, but, you know, looking at her, looking at her family, you know, of course, she would never think that this could happen to anybody. But geez Louise, does it happen? It's happening. And granted, and I was, you know, in reading in her post, the cousin, the relative that was doing this was 12 years old.
Oh,
so
wow.
So with that being said, it looks like he's too young for any type of adult sentencing of any sort.
Yeah.
So since he's under 14, that means, of course, rehabilitation, but no registry and back into the school system.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, it's kind of like charging as an adult, you know?
Charging as an adult, that's true. That's true. But, man, there's got to be some kind of limitations, you know? Being convicted and having to be forced to go through some kind of... You have to go see a therapist, you know, or, you know, some type of psychologist, you know what I mean, for a heinous act that you did. You know,
let me know if I'm wrong or I'm kind of speaking weird.
Hashtag fuck Phil.
Yeah, fuck Phil. you know, we don't know the extent.
It's true.
You know, of like what happened. You know, like we don't know. Was it violent? You know,
because at the end of the day, there's two sides, right?
Correct. You know, was it violent? Was it warranted? You know, like. We don't know any of that, you know.
What do you mean so, warranted?
What if, you know, I'm just saying, what if, you know, I don't know. I'm just saying, maybe that's why there wasn't any sort of punishment for this young gentleman. We don't know, you know. We don't know if it was just like, you know, we don't know. I'm not going
to. We don't know anything, man.
Yeah.
And we don't know anything. But what we do know, and it's out there. Because we do know that she was unfortunately sexually molested or assaulted in some way, shape, or form. That's definitely one thing that's known, though. You know what I mean? And that's the crusher.
Yeah.
Not sure how it took place and so forth. But yeah, and that's kind of where it's at. That's just as a father, of course, that's what we. And hopes, you know, later on, you know, everybody will essentially find out themselves. They decide they have kids, you know, it's just one of the worst things to think of, you know. And I'm reading this post, and I mean, my eyes are getting watery, you know. I knew her very well back in the day. She's a real big heart, very, very nice lady nowadays. She's a lady now. But, you know, just to hear that her little beautiful daughter had to go through something like this is just heartbreaking.
Heartbreaking. You know what I mean? Super heartbreaking.
You know, her innocence at 5 years old or so is taken away, or I can't remember exactly how old she is, but, you know, but essentially her innocence being taken away, you know what I mean?
Well, your innocence, you know, like, that girl is going to think differently now, you know, like, things are just different, you know, now nothing feels the same, you know, like, you're scared of people. Like, the whole psyche of this little girl who probably wanted to be a little girl is just going to kind of, you know, not grow up right anymore.
Yeah, man, and you know, and I had always wondered. I mean, I know it's not a shitty thing to think about because people really think about this. I actually read this statement. I'm not going to steal it, of course, but I read this statement. Not this statement. I was reading an article about a victim who was sexually molested when she was younger. I was reading this article, and one thing that she said, I bet it really crosses everybody's mind who's young and who's been molested. You know, one of the things that she said. You know, she was like, I'm sitting here 12, 13 years old, and my friends are all sitting about talking about their virginity, how does it feel, and so forth. You know, but deep down inside, everybody wants to ask me, but they don't want to ask me because they know I was raped. You know, I know how it feels to lose my virginity. It's not, you know, she's kind of labeled. She's going a little bit into detail, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And she, I was like, I know what it feels like to lose my virginity, but it wasn't how I wanted it. It was against my will. You know, just think about that scenario.
Yeah.
You know, that girl is at 13 years old, sitting with her friends, and this is all she's thinking about. You know, all she's thinking about is like, you know, my innocence was taken away. I wish I could have this experience like my friends, you know. And then that's something that's going to be in her mind for God knows how long.
Forever. You know? Forever.
You know, and you know, we don't want to keep bringing it up, you know, but, man, there's some evil fucking people out there. You know what I mean? And
evil.
And I just, everybody needs to, I'm just going to say, smoke a little pot and be aware. That's all I'm going to say. You know, I don't know how any else I can say it, or just be aware. But how do you be aware? You know, fuck. Like, do you just follow your son, your child everywhere they go?
Well, here's the thing.
Like, fuck.
Is teach your kids to identify those types
and to
of
speak
things.
Up.
Yes. Like, son, is anything wrong? No, Dad, nothing's wrong. Okay. Anything happened today? No. You know, make them talk to you. You know, sometimes. That's one of the biggest things that I've seen people, you know, even today, like, my sons don't talk to me. My daughter doesn't talk to me. You're their fucking parents. You better make them talk to you. You know what I mean? Like, you better talk to me. And
no
that was
shit.
one thing my mom always told me, and she still tells me today. You better talk to me. My dad says that to me, too. You better answer my phone call. You know, and that's one of the things that my parents instilled in me is, like, you know, I need to talk to them. You know, if something's wrong, I need to bring it up to them. You know, if something's good, bring it up to them. You know, and that's one thing that I think everybody should be, you know, make sure their kids are doing. Like, if you haven't talked to your kid in a while, even if they're old, talk to them. You know, maybe there's something bothering them. Maybe there's something that they're holding on to, you know. And it could be something that could change your life and theirs just by talking to them, you know. And
no, you're right. And, no, that's a lot of things that's missing nowadays is actual communication. And well, I think that – go ahead.
And I was just going to say, I was like, it's all caused by our social media, you know, like
– we're going to revert media. It. All this is going to revert to social media, of course.
It is. You know it is. You know it is, you know, like, it's true, which is, you know.
Well, nowadays it's a lot easier to be on the phone than to talk to people.
Exactly.
We all know that.
But, like, for me and you, for example, you know, I don't live, you know, by you anymore like I used to. But, you know, we used to see each other pretty much every day at work or whatever, or, you know, come hang out with you, whatever. When I was living there. But the way we kind of hang out now is FaceTime. You know what I mean? And that's one thing that I appreciate about technology and social media is that we have that option. You know, like, I can FaceTime you.
That's, you know, true. Like, you can. Yeah. And we do a lot.
And you know, like, I appreciate that. You know, like, if I didn't have FaceTime, our friendship would probably be a little different.
Yeah,
but since we have that technology and ability, you know, which I'm very thankful for, that's why we're able to do this podcast, communicate the way we do, keep up with each other's lives, you know, and that's one thing that I do appreciate social networking for, is that, you know, like the family aspect of it. But at the same time, and I want everybody to know on our podcast, say hi to your family once in a while, you know, like actually say hi to them, go talk to them, go interact with them. You know what I mean? Like
go visit,
talk to them, see how they're doing. You know, just say hey, without having to send them a DM or, you know, like sending a picture, tagging them in it. You know, like sometimes they might want to talk to you. You never know.
No shit, man. No shit. You know, this weekend I had a really good time hanging with a cousin of mine. Since I was back at home, I was hanging with my cousin Alvin. And we this weekend, well, the fights was on ESPN Plus, which, by the way, the UFC fights, ESPN Plus is a fucking joke. It's a goddamn disaster, by the way. It is. It's a disaster. Well, it's all done through an application for the most part, and it was just a terrible. It's just they ran a nice card. The card was phenomenal. It was pay per view worthy, is what it was. And they ran a great card on this ESPN Plus, and it buffed. It was terrible, man.
Are you sure it wasn't because it was overused?
Oh, that's probably what it was.
They weren't ready for the amount of people trying
the
to
network or the bandwidth, the whatever the
bandwidth,
it's called.
You're right.
Yeah. I think so. I mean, if you think about it, they were advertising $4.99 a month for ESPN Plus, first month free. So obviously, every dickhead's going to go in and sign up to watch the fight.
Of course.
I mean? It was a fucking disaster. But you know, at the end of the day, I mean, I had a really good time fucking hanging with a relative of mine, and we had a good time to just watch the fight and BS, you know, and reminisce.
And see how much did you used to do that before social media?
Well, I would do it all the time because I was younger and I was around, you know what I mean?
No, but still, like, even if you weren't around, you'd still do it because you just didn't send them a text and like, what's up, man? You know, like, what's up?
I think if I was around, I would definitely hang out with them. I mean, I would do it. It's just, you know, if they're not doing anything and we ain't doing shit, more than likely we'd get together and not do shit together. That's just kind of how the family works. You know?
Remember that meme for a while? Like, it showed a front yard with a bunch of bikes on the front yard, and it said how you used to check if somebody was home.
Oh, yeah. All the bikes are on the front.
Yeah.
No, that's true. You know, nowadays, you know, that's one thing, though, that I think that I like about back at home is, like, back at home with my nieces and nephews, they're actually always outside. That's just how they roll. You know what
I
mean?
That's cool.
8, 9 o'clock, it's like they're barefoot and outside, you know, so... Which I like, you know, that's awesome to hear. Some of them, don't get me wrong, are literally glued to the TV, you know, some of them. But for the most part, all of them make their rounds outside and make their rounds for a good amount of time.
That's good.
Outside. So. May actually get a guest to join, just a random guest. Imagine if we didn't even have this plan.
Dude, this has been a great episode so far. Are we going to get a rando right now? This would be great.
Imagine just a rando to join.
Come
totally
aboard.
Not planned.
Come aboard. Come aboard.
Hold up.
So while he's waiting and he's singing, Phil, talk for a moment
because I gotta get high.
Okay. While he's singing the old country music over there,
I'm getting high.
One thing I did want to talk about real quick is some new TV shows real quick, and I know this is just random. I've been into this show lately. called Manifest. And it's really, really good. Our listeners, if you do watch it, maybe we can even talk about it on one of these podcasts. It's a really great show. The guy, one of the main guys from it, and this might kind of tell you kind of what kind of shows I like watching, he is from, dang it, I forgot the show. But it's a fantastic show. It's a sci-fi show. It's about a plane that took off, landed, like it felt like it landed right away, almost immediately after the storm, but it was actually been gone for 5 years. But there's all sorts of government shit involved and all this stuff. So if anybody's ever interested in watching that show, they definitely should give it a shot. It's a phenomenal show.
Manifest.
Huh.
Manifest. Everybody talks about it, man. I got to give it a try.
Yo, it's a fantastic show. Another good show that I've been really excited about has been this new show called FBI. It has this girl.
On HBO?
No. It's on NBC. No, CBS, I think. It's just about these two from in the FBI. And it's this girl, her name is Missy Perrigan, I think. She was in this show called, or movie called Stick It. It's about a gymnastics girl who does gymnastics. And she's actually really good in this show. So that's another good show that I've been super glued to.
Oh, really?
Super glued to. Yeah.
Hey, let's do this. Fucking phone in Manny. Let's do it.
Phone him in?
Yeah, get him in. He's ready.
Okay.
He's going to be mobile. So we apologize for any degraded services. For any degraded services, he's mobile.
Let's see. Do I have his number?
You should be able to phone him in through Anchor. How do you mean?
I don't have his number.
I'm high.
You sound it.
Yeah, I'm fucking stoned now. Can you still hear me?
Yeah.
That's interesting. My phone says mute, but you can still hear me. You want me to add him in?
I just sent him the link.
All right. We'll see if we can add him in. Manifest. I'm going to check it out.
No, it's really good. About. It's really good. I know you're...
Is it better than Boogie Nights?
Oh, way better than Boogie Nights.
Boogie Nights was better. It was good.
I know you're not really into the whole sci-fi stuff, but this is really good.
Everything's worth a try, I guess.
Hello?
Uh-oh. Can we hear you?
Oh, man. Can you hear me?
I can hear you guys just fine. How are you guys?
Oh, fantastic, Manny. Thanks for joining us, man. We've been on this podcast now for about 30 minutes, dude. Wow. And this is great. I'm glad you're able to join us, man.
Completely random, man. Completely random.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Rando.
Rando.
Too bad it sounds like you're driving across the country, but we'll make do.
Yeah, we'll make do.
Windows are up. I'm good.
All right. You said it. Windows are up. Hey, Manny, how are you doing, buddy?
You know what? I just got off work. Pretty busy day. Just an update on work. I'm training now. I'm training on a more busier channel for the Las Cruces Police Department. So pretty much I control all the Las Cruces Police Department officers that are on duty from 11 in the morning to 11 at night.
Oh, wow.
Nope.
And it can That's be cool. anywhere from 15 units to 30 units, including
Dang.
Patrol, sergeants, CID, R&I, which are the detectives.
Yeah.
SRO, school resource officers, gang task force, or like they call themselves, what do they call them? I don't remember what they call it. Oh, street crimes.
Oh, I was going to say chorizo.
Chorizo.
No, not chorizo. But it's fun. Yeah. It's busy. It's a faster pace than what I'm usually used to, but I'm picking up just well. I was a little nervous at first, but you know what? Things are going well. I'm doing okay. and things are fun. I'm loving it. What's up with you guys?
Nothing,
same
man.
Shit, just different been, smell.
Yeah, different smell, different radio frequency, all sorts of good stuff, man.
That's good. Yeah, I heard you guys got onto your radio, your show or whatever.
Yes, yes.
Congrats, yeah, we have that new radio show. Well, thanks, man. I appreciate it. Hey, Manny, really quick, because a couple of days we're going to try to get you on, but we had some time issues happen here. But we had some pretty interesting things we were going to talk about. I say we just get into it and make it a little bit of an extra long cast here.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. Manny, what did you have for us?
Hold on. I was just going to say
Phil.
It's fuck Phil, hashtag fuck Phil. I was just gonna say it's rare that, you know, we have a guest almost, you know, towards the end of the show, and this is great, dude. No, this is really great.
I'm like, a great really way excited to put about it into this it. Right I'm this pretty excited really too.
So thanks again, Manny, and for joining us, and yeah, let's get into it, man.
Let's go. What you got?
No. What did you got? We wanted to talk about what you're talking about the other day.
Oh, so. Involving our good friend Donald Trump.
DT.
The, you know, chief or commander.
Commander in chief.
You know. So I talked to a buddy of mine, and he is a veteran. And I went, we were at my wife's mom's house, and it's my wife's mom's boyfriend. And we went to the dump. I went to go help him throw some trash that he needed. And so while we're driving up, you know, I kind of brought up Donald Trump. He's like, you know, he's an idiot. you know, he's an idiot. But one interesting thing that he brought up is, you know, I brought up the whole, you know, Donald Trump, what he's doing, things of that nature. Interesting fact he told me is that everybody is scared of Donald Trump. So they just bend over backwards and agree with whatever he says, except the wall. They're not agreeing with the wall, but everything else, they agree with him. They bend over backwards for him.
Interesting.
Was that was his outlook?
Yeah, that's his outlook. Like the vice president, because I asked him, I said, well, what happens if Donald Trump gets impeached? And he said, well, the vice president would take over. I'm like, okay. He said, but the vice president just bends over backwards for Donald Trump and agrees with what he has to say and just goes with the flow. But get this shit. So I told him with all the stuff that's going on, I read the information about Donald Trump and Russia, and his exact words, my friend, said that Donald Trump acts differently when he's around the Russians and is like, oh, no, the Russians don't do that. Oh, no. They're not involved with anything. Because I've got the whole information about he told somebody to lie for something regarding the Russians.
And yeah, Mueller.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. And this is what he had to say. He's scared, my friend. He's scared because he feels that with Donald Trump being in charge, that the Russians have something planned. What they have planned, he doesn't know, but he's scared to know what they have planned and what's going to happen in the future. And keep in mind, this guy's a veteran. He was in the Army. Might have been, I don't know what branch, but he was in the service. So that's his intake. That's his input, is he's scared that the Russians are going to do something. He just doesn't know what they're going to do.
Mm-hmm. So are you saying Donald Trump's scared, or are you saying your friend is scared?
No. My friend is scared of what the Russians are planning to do. But he doesn't know what they're going to be doing. Because
I mean, I can see where the concern would be. I mean, ideally, when you're working with our commander-in-chief, I mean, it should be a little bit easier to get over here.
Well, here's the thing, though, and this is the thing that a lot of people forget about. He does have our nuclear weapon launch code.
Yeah, he does.
Donald Trump.
Oh, I believe it. He has it.
Well, no, he's the only person who has it, technically. Him, the defense of the Department of Defense person, that the whatever, and
there's three,
that's
right?
It. Yeah, there's one more. I forgot the other one. There's one more, and that scares me that, you know, he's so buddy-buddy with, you know, Russia, which makes sense, and I can see why your friend, you know, is definitely scared, because there's just a lot of power in that corner, you know, like, at any moment, for whatever reason, just because whatever, he could just be like, eh, I'm just going to end it. I'm just going to end it. Fuck it. Who cares?
Because he was telling me that, like, because he told me about how the Russians helped Donald Trump win the election, told him, you know, the game plan, what states to go to get the vote, what they did to, like, hack into the elections to get votes he didn't really get. You know what I mean? So he kind of gave me, like, the whole rundown of, like, what all happened and what the Russians were telling Donald Trump about Hillary Clinton, which is what he used during his campaign to win the vote over, which the vote he didn't really get because, you know, it was hacked. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, he kind of gave me a lot of insight and kind of made me open my eyes, and I'm kind of scared too. See what the Russians are going to do.
Honestly, I think our country is too valuable for anything like that to happen. We have a lot of good technology. We do have the ability to pretty much do whatever. Now, what I would be scared of would be something like, for let's say the government or whatever to be like, okay, we're going to utilize martial law and to start, you know, taking people's guns, taking people's driver's license, taking people's cars, their jobs, their money, their, you know, stuff like that. And then just kind of running us like a concentration camp. But that would be, that's like,
that's a like wee bit super, extreme.
Yeah, I know. And that's, you know, that's kind of like, I would say that's probably like the worst case scenario. I would say if anything, if the Russians were heading to do anything, but that, you know, the Putin is just, I think he's more in it right now for just the money aspect of what Donald Trump brings.
Oh yeah.
And the fame that Donald Trump brings. I don't think he'll do anything. He needs our country to be where it's at. I think he enjoys that our country is scared, so he can kind of have that power.
Yeah.
But it's just the scare factor. I don't think Russia will do anything. They're just excited that they kind of have a scare tactic. You know, they get to scare us.
That's true.
Well, they do have one. I mean, they have our commander in chief. So. Yeah. I mean, that's a pretty decent scare tactic. I think we are pretty valuable. I mean, I couldn't see them doing anything. Could it happen? Fuck, who knows? Yes.
Who knows?
Anything's possible. Yeah. So for sure. I mean, to be scared, I mean, but I can see more of a martial law happening in a more lighter version that Phil explained, but I can see martial law. You know, I can see to where there's going to be a time where we're working for 50% of what we work, like 50, we're going to get 50% of what we work for, you know what I mean? So yeah. Meaning like, you know, everything's going to be cut down the middle. We get half, the other half goes to our government, you know, and I think it's going to end up like that, you know, and there's other countries that do that. You know, if I'm right, in Germany, or is it in Germany? I can't exactly. People have to pay their religion. You know, whatever religion they are, they have to pay that religion, you know, every single month. So, I mean, it's in a different form, but I can see it going that way. You know what I mean? Yeah. But I wouldn't. How it lands, I have no idea. You know, Manny, though, did he say anything about the wall, though? Did he have anything to say about the wall?
All in all he said is he's an idiot. that's all it was.
But see, here's the thing with the wall. So, like, if let's say we throw Russia in there with them, let's just say they're pushing for the wall, right? So that money that Donald Trump's coming up with, you know, maybe that money could be for them too. You know, like listening to
who knows? Is it really five? What is it? 5 point something billion or whatever?
Yeah. 5 point something. I think it's 5 billion. 5.2 billion, right?
Yeah, let's say that's all for, you know. And I think the other day he made an announcement at the White House regarding the government shutdown. If I'm not mistaken, correct me if I'm wrong, it's not opening up anytime soon. And he broke down, you know, this is why we need the wall. And it's going to be huge. And, you know.
It's going to be huge.
Yeah, like the one in China, you know. It's going to be huge. But, you know, I don't know. It's just, it's different. But along the same subject of the wall, interesting fact. I don't know if you guys know this, but in, you know, they talk about, you know, Mexicans, you know, Hispanics, I shouldn't say Mexicans, Hispanic people that are like committing all these crimes in America, you know what I mean? Drugs that are just pouring into this country. And I think, Phil, like many podcasts ago, you and I agree with you, the real drug problem in the U.S. is an opioid addiction.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
So marijuana, it's going to be legal. It's already legal. You know what I mean? So it's just making its way over here. Maybe it's more the good stuff. You know, not your, you know, dollar store, you know, marijuana. It's like high grade stuff. Yeah. That's not the issue. It's the opioid addiction that people are getting a hold of in America, you know?
Correct.
That's what it is.
Pharmaceuticals.
Pharmaceutical. So what does that have to do with Hispanics bringing over a bunch of pot?
Thank you.
You know?
Thank you.
Heroin.
No, man, that's right.
Cocaine. I get it. Unfortunately, you know, over time, I've seen somebody, this is through an online resource, you know, where they went to jail. And here online, or here in, you know, at the detention center we have, you can just look up the detention center and you can find out the people that have gone to jail. And I was just browsing on the site, and there's one girl that I went to school with. And I seen her picture on there. She was heavy set. She's still kind of heavy set, but you can see how her, how the heroin has overcome her.
Taken
life.
Over.
And that's what she's addicted to. She's real skinny. She's still heavy set, but in her face, she's real skinny. And unfortunately, you know, once you have that habit, it's hard, you know?
You can't kick it. It's the hardest thing to ever kick in all drug addictions.
That's what you get used to. You get used to that high. You get used to
dude. There's
That's your lifestyle.
There's nothing like it, you know. Like whenever I had an abscess on my back, you know, and I was in the emergency room, and they admitted me into the hospital. You know, it was after so much morphine and drugs, they finally had to hook me up to a heart monitor, and then hook me up to a heart monitor and said, "We're going to give you this drug that we can only give you on the table." Yeah. You know, and after they gave me that, still didn't work. Then they gave me more, and they were like, "You're gonna be flying, dude." Yeah. And sure enough, I mean, I looked like a guy on intervention, fucking rubbing my fingers on my face, staring into a mirror. You know what I mean? And it was I'm not lying, man. It was the best feeling in the world. But I was just straight narked out, man. I was just
You remember, Pete, my back problems that I had? Real quick,
that's right.
Just to fill you in, back in 2016, I had back surgery. Thank God, everything went well. Since then, I've been pain free. But you know, when I had my episodes, when my back was really bad, at one point in time they had to give me morphine, and I told my wife. Since that day, I took it. Don't get me wrong; it was the best high I've ever had. But coming off of it, holy shit, did it feel horrible. I told my wife, unless there's nothing else they can give me, and that is the last choice on the world, don't give it to me. I'll just suffer because I don't want to go through that again.
You know, straight up, man. Straight up. Straight up.
And it's like, it's rough. Like, and I'm thankful. And I did it for a certain, you know, as myself. They would give me the pain meds. I'd go to the doctor, and I'm like, hey, my back still fucking hurts. So this shit's not cutting it. Okay, well, let's just up your dosage. Let's up your dosage. And they're just writing these prescriptions. Well, things have changed from 2016 to now. They're not just, well, maybe they're still handing it out like candy. But they would just, oh, it still hurts? Here's a higher dosage. Here's more. Here's more. You know what I mean?
Crazy.
And I wouldn't allow myself, well, one, because I had kids. I couldn't be all, you know,
fucking zombied out.
Yeah, zombied out with the kids at home. I would take, which it wasn't a good thing. I would take two ibuprofen 800s just to cope with the pain instead of going towards the narcotic, the, you know, the hydrocodone of that high dose. You know what I mean? Because I didn't want to get my body used to being able to rely on just that medication, you know?
Oh, it's bad. It's super bad. You know, like now, you know, when I was younger, I definitely
ran into that crowd.
close enough. When I was younger, I definitely was into the drugs, like heavy drugs. And now I won't even like if I have a cold, I'll take child medicine. You know, if I'm hurting, I'll tell a doctor straight up, like, just give me a high dose of acetaminophen. You know, like, I don't want painkillers. I don't want any of that because I felt the come down. I felt how that feels. And that's, like, the worst feeling in the world. Like, the worst feeling in the world.
Oh, it is, man. My dad puked.
Your dad puked? Wow.
Yeah, my dad puked because he just got out of the hospital.
Doing okay. I'm not sure if you're back in town yet, Pete, but, you know, I've been real busy. You know, I know you told me you were going to see your dad. You know, I hope he's doing okay. I know the process might not be overnight. You know, it's going to take some time, but I hope he recovers and, you know, things go well. Because I know it's rough. I know you're in a rough situation. So is he. You know what I mean? So I understand, you know?
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. No, that's true, man. No, it's going to be a little bit of a process for him, you know, but He's getting through it. Good thing is we got him back on. He's back on wood burning for the time being since he can't do much. He's going to be wood burning out in the sun.
He's got his mind busy.
Yeah, he's got his mind going. You know what I mean? So that's a pretty good deal.
But check this interesting fact out. Back to the wall and how, you know, Hispanic people, you know, are causing so much problems. Or like he says, Mexicans are creating so much crime, you know. I'm not sure if you guys know this, but based on the last study that I've done, do you know so far we're 22 days into 2019. Do you know how many officers have lost their lives since the start of the year?
Wasn't it 20-something, 23 or something?
Actually, it's only 9 that have lost their lives.
Oh, nice.
As of right now. But they've all been due to, you know, different things. You know, 4 of them being gunfire, 2 of them being medical, which is like heart attacks, which, you know, the job is stressful. You know, that's bound to happen. And then the other ones are being struck by vehicles. There was one girl that she was at a 3-car accident investigating, and I think she was shot and killed.
Oh, wow.
She was conducting an investigation at the collision scene. A person not involved with the crash rode up to the scene on a bike as Officer Corona, bless her heart, may she rest in peace, spoke to one of the persons involved in the crash. The man then walked up to her, pointed, opened fire without warning, striking her. He shot her several more times after she fell on the ground before shooting randomly at other bystanders and vehicles.
Ouch. Ouch. Sounds like somebody went on a rampage. When was this?
Yeah, when was this?
This was back... Her end of watch was January 10th, 2019.
That's so question for you, Manny, is was this horrendous act, was it caused by a Mexican, an illegal immigrant?
I don't believe so. I'll have to do more study on that. But no, I don't believe so. So that's why I say, you know, the wall and keeping criminals out of this country or Mexicans, it has nothing to do with them. It's nope. People that are in America, like you and Pete have brought up, you know, certain people, there are certain acts that people do that, you know, it's unfortunate. Like you guys were talking about some hospital incident, right? Something happened at a hospital.
A vegetable lady was impregnated by a worker. She delivered a baby.
Yeah. You know, like, was that person Mexican?
No.
No.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, and this is, and we won't tell you, you know, because you were actually now part of the recording. You were part of the beginning of it. If I'm right, Manny, you were, I don't know, either at one point or you still are, somewhat religious. You were a flocorico dancer, is that right?
I never danced flocorico, but I was.
Or what'd you dance?
I danced for the Virgin Mary.
For the Virgin
Mary? So in December, when it's the Virgin Mary's birthday, I dance for the Virgin Mary. So
okay. That's cool.
I'm not sure if you know, Phil, but so people don't really, well, some people know, but some people don't know. The purpose of the dance is like a form of prayer. Okay. So instead of sitting down and praying, we dance, which is the form of prayer. You know what I mean?
That's cool. It's like a Footloose.
For many years, I did it. Unfortunately, my mom and dad separated, pushing my dad away, and my aunt took over the group, and I haven't danced since then. But when I would dance, I would give it my heart and soul because people would like, you know, you're like, bro, why are you dancing? You have no purpose, you know? I really put all my
effort. It's all got a purpose.
Well, yeah, you know, but, you know, when you would see that, you're like, bro, why are you, you know, you're not even moving. You know, you have no, you're not putting your, no pimp in your step, you know? Like, you just like walk. And it would kind of bug me because people really didn't realize that we're not just dancing. It's a form of prayer, so. If you don't put all your effort to praying on your knees, how are you gonna put all your effort into praying while you're dancing? You know?
Well, you can pray however, you know, just as long as there's a connection between you and who you're actually trying to reach, you know. That's true. That's just my point.
Maybe my connection was just a little bit stronger. You know, but you know, everybody their own, you know. Everyone which their own, you know.
But, right, and since you danced for the Virgin Mary in December, you feel free to answer it if you wish or not. Are you Catholic?
Yeah. I was born.
Okay, I'm just gonna make sure when we say that.
I was raised to a Catholic family. My mom, I was always raised Catholic. I have a question for you. Yes, sir. Question:
Is cannabis safer than the Catholic Church?
Is cannabis safer than the Catholic Church? I don't know. You know, I never really put thought into it.
And see, that's what worries me. So, Manny, I asked Pete as a father, and he was raised Catholic as well. I said, would you trust your child with a priest?
And, you know, that's an interesting story. Because I was talking to my wife today, and I was telling her about some of the stories, you know, when I was going to church, you know, I was going through retreats and stuff like that. And she's like, were you ever touched by somebody at the church? So that's an interesting
Why would she ask that?
I don't know, but it was just a thought that ran through her head. She's like, were you ever touched by anybody at the church? And so that's kind of where your point, Phil, is would you trust your child with a priest? You know?
Me personally? Yeah.
I've separated from the church not by choice, not because, oh, I just don't want to go. I'm still religious, and the priest that was there at the time, you know, we hung out a lot, and so I got that connection and felt comfortable, you know what I mean? So if it was that same person, then yeah, you know what I mean? To a certain extent, yes, I would trust the priest, you know? But at the same time, there's these stories that you hear that this person was the best person, and they turned around and did, you know, some kind of thing with,
heinous,
you know,
act.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So it's just, it's one bad apple that ruins it for everybody. Well, it hasn't just been one, but...
yeah, multiple, unfortunately.
Which is unfortunate, you know, because as a priest, you know, you go through, I think you go through like 10 years of school. At one point in time, I even thought about becoming a priest.
Me too. I did too.
Like, could I live my life like that? You know, honestly, I don't think I could. You know,
me either.
You know, I'm a human being, and there are certain things that human beings do, like take it to Pound Town. You know, you know, and as a priest, you can't really do that. So, I don't think I was in the. I don't think I could do it. I just can't do it. No, that's not for me. You know?
And see, that's interesting. That's interesting, and I know we're bringing this back up from our earlier segment. Is both you and myself were all raised Catholic, and we wouldn't trust.
Like, I think we've convinced ourselves not to, though.
Yeah, but it's interesting that we all would have to think about it.
Right.
When we were younger. Like my father, the father that I worked with all the time because I was an altar boy and all that, his name was Father Blue Jacket and Father Madden. And I could talk to those dudes all the time, you know, 100%, no problem, no weird stuff ever. You know, it was just these people I trusted, you know, these people I could talk to them. I went through confession with them. Exactly.
You'd go to confession and you go to that little room. He's on the other side of the screen and you're just like, you know, hey, you know, I did this, you know, I did that, you know. You poured out your heart, you know what I mean? And you got that trust, you know, or you get comfortable, you know.
Exactly. And that's kind of what me and P were talking about, is that's why we're kind of like, where's the accountability for the Catholic Church? You know, like there should be some. You know, like,
no,
why,
there definitely should. No, there definitely should, other than just relocation, sweeping it under the rug, and the Vatican's done.
Oh, yeah, we're going to move your process down now.
Yeah, but you see, the thing about us, though, really quick, the thing about us, though, is that I think that we've convinced ourselves just, at least I know I have, I've convinced it just with research. I know if I was still living in the small gung-ho town that I'm from, and I love so much, where my mom's resting, I think if I was still living there and been living there this whole time, I think that I would still have that mindset that it'd be just fine. And there's nothing wrong with the Catholic Church. I think that's how I would honestly think. Maybe not all the, I still would think that way, even though we have social media, everything nowadays, I still think that I would still be a believer like that, but that I don't live at home. And I've had a chance to just look at other people in general and other religions in general. I mean, you know, other religions in general, it's, we've convinced ourselves. I think I know I've convinced myself that it's not all right for me to leave my son with a priest, you know, but others aren't going to feel that way. Yeah, others. Yeah. And I think that's just because of, I'm experiencing it. I mean, we're experiencing it here in Las Cruces, you know, with what's happening here. You know, so I just hope that at some point in time, the Catholic Church of the Vatican, because it's essentially it comes from the top. You know, yeah. I hope
it all comes
from
the top.
The very, I do very hope top. The law. I do hope the law gets involved and puts the Vatican in place where it needs to be, because most definitely religion is important. It's important in my life. But there's no way we can hurt kids, hurt individuals, you know, at that sake. It's just, you know, to apparently protect a person of God, well, God wouldn't do that to a child, you know, what I mean, in my eyes. You know what I mean? So
what is that? It makes you wonder, as a priest, what goes through your mind to say, you know what? Maybe it's God's going to forgive me. I don't know. You know what I mean? But you know what I mean? It's like,
well, they always have that they can fall back on, you know, because ideally we always get that mindset that God's going to forgive us for all of our sins. We just got to ask him, you know, we just got to pray to him. And you know, so maybe that is something.
You know, at the end of the day, if, you know, God forbid, and I bless you guys with many, many years, you know what I mean? God forbid, right. You know, we kick the bucket, you know, who knows where we're going? I can't say, oh, yeah, I'm going to heaven, you know, or you know, God forbid, who knows where we're going to go? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
All I know is I'm going in a box 6 feet under, you know?
That's true, and I'll probably have a pack of smokes and a joint in my box.
No, I'll make sure I'm throwing a pound of weed in there, too.
A whole pound?
Yeah, just to make sure. Damn. Just to make sure. Just to make sure.
I'll put a fishing pole in there and a little taco box.
Yeah. You know. Don't put a brand new lure out, fucking. I'd be upset if you put a brand new lure
out. He haunts you.
Put that on the water.
He'll haunt you forever.
I will haunt
you. What if I put it there just so people can see it, and then before they close your casket, I'll be like, you know what? It's been blessed by peace presence. I'm going to go fish now and have us abundance of luck with
y'all. Should light up like 5 joints and just hot box me in my coffin before they let me down.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know if
bullshit. It's my funeral. Anything's possible.
That's true.
Well, that's true, but I don't know if the funeral home's going to let us toke it out.
Fuck the funeral home, man. We make the rules.
That's true.
We make the fucking rules. But anyways.
Walk in smoking a big old fucking blunt. Hey, sir, you can't do this. Well, that's not what Pete said, so this is what he
fuck
wanted.
Fuck you.
So.
Yeah, right. So fuck you.
You know?
That's funny.
Sir, can you tell me what's going on with this pound of weed? Hey, that's what Pete wanted.
That's what he wanted.
That's ideal. That is ideal.
Pound of weed is a pound of folks. So he lasts, so it lasts longer.
So it lasts longer. That's good.
We're at an hour and 15 damn near. All right. So big, long episode. Manny, thanks for joining.
Yeah,
I wanted
dude,
to put an end to
in.
It for sure. It was long
well,
and good.
Great.
And you know what? This is the rough one that we needed to hear, man. You know, we started the rough one. I wanted to talk about cannabis or the Catholic Church, man. And I don't want to keep bringing it up, man, but it just destroys my heart. You know, I'm 33 years old. You know, I had a life changing experience. You know, that revolves a lot around being Catholic. You know, and conversations like this gotta fucking happen. You know. And geez, do I hope? I hope the law gets involved and goes straight for the Vatican, man. Imagine how many. Let's just throw a number. Everybody, throw a number on the next podcast. We'll maybe bring it up if we remember. How many priests do you think that's been reported that they've done something that the Vatican's hid? How many priests do you think the Vatican's hid?
Too many, man.
Let's just say in the last 50 years, I'm comfortable saying. I don't know, 1,000?
Maybe more than that.
Maybe less? Who knows?
That's crazy.
That is insane. But you know what? You know what? It's the conversations that Phil and Pete want to have. Sometimes it's just conversation with Pete because I don't let Phil talk. Hashtag fuck Phil. Hashtag fuck
yes.
Phil.
Yes, yes. Hey, Manny, anytime, I want to make sure, Manny, anytime – that you tag me, make sure you also hashtag fuck Phil.
Hashtag fuck Phil. But
perfect.
Get this real quick, because I just Googled it because I have my device handy.
As of
August 14, 2018, there was a report of over 300 Pennsylvania Catholic priests that had committed a crime.
That's in one state, Pete.
Yes, sir.
And there's 50. And there's 50.
That's one state.
That's 15,000 priest if you count 300 per state.
If you count 300 per state.
Times 50 states, that's 15,000 priests.
Is it 1,500 or 15,000?
15,000.
15,000. Yeah, man. You know, and I hope that opens an eye for everybody, man. I'm not, and you know what? I really hope people don't come back and say we're bashing, you know, Catholics. You know, I still go to church.
I don't feel like we're bashing it. From what I'm understanding, from what you guys are saying,
no, just making it aware, just making people aware.
Yeah, making people aware. Kind of like that.
There's just people.
A few podcasts back, where that old man is talking to his nephew about, "Hey, I'm gonna die. You know, what are you gonna miss? You know what I mean?" Kind of the same conversation, you know, except this is regarding the church and the priest. You know what I mean? So it's not that we have anything against them, you know. No, but you just have to have that conversation. But at the end of the
day,
why would your child need to be alone with the priest? You know, I'm picking him up from school. No, you're not going to pick him up. I can fucking pick him up. You know what I mean? Or anything. You know what I mean? I don't see a reason.
But there's times for a priest to be alone with a child. Sunday school, somebody gets left behind, something like that. But my thing is, I think the biggest question is, a man of God, should you be worried to leave your child with a man of God? With a priest?
Realistically, at the bottom line, you should not be worried.
Correct.
Because you know, in your head, you know, they, you shouldn't have to worry about it. You really shouldn't have to worry about it. But because we, as people and as human beings, don't worry about it, is why things happen, you know?
Correct.
We just
and
let
it goes back, and it goes back to Pete, what I was telling you before. It is okay, and make sure you talk to your kids. Make your kids talk to you. Make your kids talk to you.
Hey, how did it go? Oh, well. And you're going to know right away. Well, I don't know. I've never experienced anything like that, but, you know, I'm sure your child is going
to start. Hopefully, we'd be able to pick it. Hopefully, we'd be able to pick up on something like that if that was the case. You know what I mean?
Oh, you've been sitting in your room for the last 5 days. You never sit in your room. Like, you know, or you just, you know, something's going to change. Because kids are kids, and they're innocent, and they don't know any better. You know what I mean? They're going to have some sort of change. Something's going to change where, as a parent, you should be able to tell, okay, something's wrong. And then backtrack to what happened. You know what I mean?
Oh, I agree. No, I couldn't agree anymore. Yeah, this is a good conversation, and this is the rough ones. I hope any of y'all who listen, you know, I'm going to go ahead and say, feel free to comment, share, call us out, DM us. You know, we don't mind.
Fuck Phil.
Yeah.
Hashtag fuck Phil.
You know, a lot of stuff. I hope you guys don't mind that. I'm sure you don't mind that stuff.
No, please.
No, none at all.
You guys seen the guy Randy that's been coming around a lot?
Randy Lopez.
Yeah. That's a good buddy of mine. He's an EMT with the ambulance service out of Sierra County. So I brought him
to the
channel. I was like, hey, awesome. Thanks, you know what I mean? Check out my buddies. They talk about a lot of good shit. Some good points, and he goes, yeah. And I asked him too. Hey, did you hear the podcast? Oh yeah, man, it was great. You know, nothing but great things.
Good, man. That's good.
Good. Yeah, he puts a lot of he puts in his input and everything too. So yeah, man. When we see him on the next podcast, we'll shout him out. Maybe we can get him on as a guest too later on. But no, man, we don't mind at all. But we are gonna put it to a wrap because we're at what, $120?
Yeah, $120 right now. Yeah,
$120. So Manny, before I close it out and let Phil close it out, do you have anything to say?
Me? I have nothing else to say. It was great. I'm tired. I had a busy day. I still have a job. I'm blessed. And thanks guys for letting me come on this podcast for 40 minutes. I think we're here now.
Yeah, dude, it's great.
Look at you, man. Yeah. You just fucking barged through the door, dude, and you came in. But yeah. Fuck it, we don't mind. We don't mind that.
We don't
all.
Mind. We love it.
What? Go. What'd you say?
Man, I can't do this. But I'm going to do it anyway. I do have somebody. I do know somebody that is affected by the shutdown, and he hasn't been paid for 3 weeks. And his opinion is, it fucking sucks.
Well, shit. Yeah, I would think so. No paycheck for 3 weeks. Well, fuck, man. Tell him to come over here and I'll feed him a ham sandwich.
Yeah, right.
I'm joking. And maybe get high. But anyways.
Well, tell him to hang in there. Tell him to hang in there. Hopefully something changes soon. And, that's all we can say.
Hopefully he hangs in there. But ladies and gentlemen, it's been a conversation with Phil and Pete. Thank you all for listening. Anchor, Facebook, I'll let Phil drop the plugs for social media. I'm going to say Mind Fat Fishing. But thanks for joining, of course, and stay high. And hashtag fuck Phil. Phil, you next. Hashtag fuck Phil.
Hashtag fuck Phil. So, yeah, that's anybody who watches us, listens to us, please don't forget hashtag fuck Phil. Also, as well, lyrical stuffer _ podcast. Fat Fishing, as usual, for Pete. Conversation with Phil and Pete on Facebook. We love all you guys. Stay high, and please, please keep being softies. Peace.
Peace out.
Peace.
And then don't forget, I'm the jumping balloon plug.
Love it. Peace.
I'm first plug. Let me know. I'm not
That's dope. Have a good night.
I love it, everybody. Good night. Peace.
Peace.